Here we are anyway. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever you are. I thought I'd play against all odds because there wasn't a show set up for this afternoon. And it's the first time I've done it. So anybody looking at the blurb will realise that. The number to call in on is the normal one, which is 646-668-8735. And we are waiting for your call. Is it a plural? I don't just want one. Yeah, interesting afternoon. So, hope Ken's okay. It's the first time it's happened, so bit of a shock, but we'll cope. Yeah, interesting weekend. Double new moon. Well, it's not actually a new moon. It's the dark moon. Do not be confused, because there seems to be a lot of confusing information about this black moon and everything. And I know people are using it to predict doom and gloom and disaster, but it's a perfectly normal event. It's actually the calendar that is out of sync, not the moon. The moon just carries on doing what it always does. The end of the cycle is the dark moon. Then there's another day of dark moon, which begins the next cycle. And then 28 days later, we're back again. But that's just my opinion. I know others disagree. Everyone seems to have this ability to complicate things rather than just keeping it simple. I prefer to keep it simple. And if you want to call in, then simply dial the number 646-668-8735. As you might have gathered, I'm on my own again. Susie will be with us tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully Ken will be as well. And that's about it, really. I've run out of things to blather about. I don't like blathering. I'd rather just either be quiet or get on with what I'm doing. I just go with the thoughts in my head. I'm quite happily letting them flow. I'm not one of those people who has to sort of verbalise everything. Unless I feel like verbalising everything and doing people's heads in, which is a hobby of mine. And I'm good at it too, apparently. But there you go. So, yeah. I know there's somebody out there listening. And I'm wondering what sort of a week they've had. Saturday always seems to be sort of reflection day. Or catch up with everything you've not been able to do during the week, rest of the weekday. And then while you're running around like an idiot trying to sort everything out, you sort of do your reflecting then. People don't take a step back and look at what they're doing enough, I think. Because if they actually did take a step back and look at what they're doing, they'd actually see that they're a lot more calm and directed than they actually think. Well, that's just my personal opinion. I might have you. So, like I say, the number to call in on is 646-668-8735. That's assuming anyone can actually hear me. Check microphone. Yeah, that's on. Thank you, Caroline. It's nice to have somebody who agrees with me. I am not alone on the planet. And thank you for letting me know that there is actually sound going out. So the number to call in on 646-668-8735. And while we're waiting, why not?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. 'Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase, all the right junk and all the right places. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass.
We are then. And somebody actually did dial 646-668-8735. Hi.
Good morning, Alan.
Hello.
How are you? Hello. Hi, good morning, Alan. Can you hear me?
Oh, hello. I can hear you now.
Okay.
You're always very
good
quiet.
So, that's beautiful. You're having a wonderful, you're having a show. I love it. You know, I looked all over. I said, oh, what happened here? So I'm glad you're on, first thing.
It was a bit of a shock.
Yeah, me too. It's like the first time. You must have been nervous, no?
Well, I haven't got a lot of time, so I just thought, well, let's just put something out there. It's going to come up under the logo and people are going to be looking for it anyway. So
yeah,
it's still there on the Psychic Choice Radio. So I'll just
I like the description.
It's the same show, but with added Ken Forgot. Yeah. It's just the easiest thing to put in.
I wonder what happened. He's under stress. He forgot.
I don't. I know he's got
a lot.
Problems with the audio, and it's really getting it down. And
I know.
I'm struggling on. Trying to keep things ticking over. But,
that's good. That's good. Sometimes we go through that stuff anyway. Yeah. But I understand his aggravation. You know, he just needs. I think he needs a new computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't want to admit it.
It's easier said than done, that one, in his present situation.
I understand. I wish I was there, you know. I wish I could send them something. But I will, you know. There's always surprise elements, you know. You never know, you know, what people do, you know. So it'll all come together, perhaps.
You seem to have had a...
Go ahead.
You seem to have made a bit of a breakthrough, Caroline. But
every
you
week.
Did it yourself, which makes it more interesting and more sort of... Well, you're sort of intrigued how you actually did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're still puzzled about how you did it, but then you're starting to realize it doesn't matter how so much as it's done. It's not the how that matters, it's the why it's happened that matters. Because it seems to be leading you in a more obvious direction. You also seem to be a bit like the Pied Piper, and people are actually following you according to the tune you're playing rather than their own.
Yes, it happened. Well, a couple of people, only a couple, actually two. Yes, one is like, was very, oh my God, into... You know, young lady, do stuff for me, you know, kind of mode, you know, like a very, you know, demanding. Not this week. Not, you know, like I find it's people are changing as well, or maybe I don't allow it, you know, certain behavior. You know, I put a stop to it right away as well. Something I never did in my life, you know. It's like putting up a wall. So I think now Well, maybe it's the way I speak with people as well. You know, I never mean to. It's never aggressive. It's always out of love that sometimes they don't acknowledge that they might be hurting somebody's feelings. So there's a way of always, you know, I don't know. It all comes together. One day, I think they just, when they deal with me, they say, oh, I can't talk like that to her. You know, they'll remember. So that happened to me yesterday. The other one that I'm waiting for the contract. She sends me a little note, you know, and I feel her energy coming, but I felt in a different way this time. So she, you know, she's elderly too, so I understand that she's a bright star. Nothing to do with her age. She's just a bright star who's like 80s going on 50. And she's very intelligent. So we spoke about her last weekend as well. And I just decided, she sent me a note, she said she's going to go away, and hopefully, you know, the contract comes before. So, you know, I just said, okay, with no issue, you know, in the past it was like my heart was, you know, like, would be pumping.
Yeah.
And it was very nervous because of the way she's like, always, you know, you're not doing enough for me. Not yesterday. I just decided on my own, not even to send an email, just to contact her, call her, wish her, you know, great that she's going on holiday for a week.
Yeah.
And it was pleasant and beautiful, and she tried to sneak one in there, and I just, like, I don't know if I fibbed, but I don't like to do that, but I just said, I just didn't give her a number. She wanted a number. You know, how many have I sent out? And I'm thinking, does it matter? You didn't get a yes yet. That's all it matters. So I just, like, flopped over, and I said, next.
Yeah.
I didn't really answer. But because, you know, I don't like to, you know, make anything up. You know, I know what I'm doing. You know? So she just, like, let it go, and very sweet, very loving. And I reminded her that she reminds me of my mother. So I think that, you know, she feels good about that. I'm certain she spends a lot of time by herself. So, yes,
yeah.
People are coming, going back to what you were saying. People are, you know, acting a little different as well with me. You know, I don't allow certain things. Like, I think they see that, you know, that they're, that's wrong. You know, you can't push people's buttons.
Well, so, exactly.
And I'm glad they're coming along. There's a couple of them, you know. I have two, but it's really more than that. And you're right about the way I'm doing something, even with how I, in the past, how, tell me when there's somebody there as well, if there's a caller. In the past, I used to handle, as you well know, I would never say no, and I used to handle everything as if, okay, somebody asked me something, I would do it. Now, or, I mean, when I would do it, it would, like, be 24/7. I'd be up to finish the task, you know,
put
a deadline in my brain, and I just don't do it anymore. And there's a new prospect coming, and I'd like to discuss her, but I have given her this number, so we'll keep it, like, you know, in code, because I did give her your number to call because she was interested, you know, the show.
Yeah.
So she, in the past, she was like, this has been going on for a year. She sends me the menu, and I, you know, I give her my synopsis, what needs to be done. And then I don't hear from her for 9 months. Then, if I'm late, she'll remind me. There's no such thing as late. I'm not late for anything. I just was not interested, so I never responded. So the last time we spoke, she said, well, I wonder how long now it will take for you to respond. And I didn't forget that. So this week, the awakening I had, I took my time. I'm still doing, you know, looking at it. She didn't do anything to it. I'm still looking at it. And I just, like I said, I'm going to take my sweet time. I don't owe, and, you know, she's not my client person, and I don't have to work hard for anybody, you know.
No.
And it was that adjustment, I call it like adjustment, awaken, or something new that I'm no longer going to pressure myself because I can't, you know, because when things will get busy and I'll have multi stuff to do, it will be hard for me. So I'm like, I'm thinking, you know, when somebody's nasty with me, I said, I don't need this, you know. You're lucky I'm still here for you. That's the way I look at it. I said, you're lucky you have me, you know, because it would be any other literary agent, you know, to go out the door. But I'm helping her because I see the possibilities and the beauty of the outcome of this beautiful new book.
Well,
so,
exactly. But you're not there to do the job for her.
You got it. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling her to do research. You know, read books up on it. I'm giving her some titles as I go along. You know, I give her, you know, help her out. But that's it. But not going crazy, you know, because this email is already so long. But, and then something else was done that I didn't appreciate. You know, right, you know, when you write a nonfiction book, as you well know, you can't put people's names without the permission. Well, she puts my name down in the introduction. That was like, the introduction is 5 pages long. She puts my name down. It's not even an introduction, let's just say. So she puts my name down. So I'm making a note saying, I never gave you permission to use my name. And it was like, if you're going to write something, you write, you don't know me, you know, you write something that's like, don't write like what happened and this and that. It's like, that's an introduction. So I'm making a point out of that. If it was 2 years ago, I could never do that because that would come across as not firm, but I'd come across as being a little negative, nasty. And it's not. It's just like putting you in your place, you know, stop the arrogance, you know, because I feel a little arrogance coming my way. And it's not like just because you have you wrote something self-published does not make you an author. You know.
Well.
I never heard of it.
Exactly.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has their own story or a book to write, but not everybody writes for traditional publishers, you know. But still, you know, there's regulation. There's certain ways of, you know, you well know that, you know, it takes a special book to go to a traditional publisher, not just, you know, which on your head, you know, and you put no emphasis on anything. You don't know the concept. But so I'm having that. It's not an issue, but I'm like taking my sweet time. I take my days off.
You've got
and,
to.
Yeah.
The whole point of life is to live.
Yeah.
You know?
I take
the best way to live a life is to play for pay.
Yes.
Because you never work a day in your life then.
I think I was told either by you or Susie came my way that for me to have fun. And, you know, I have fun by myself. Yeah, I find myself dancing, find myself taking a break, doing, you know, like just, and I don't know, but there's like this vibrations coming through my body that just like tired me out throughout the day sometimes, some days. Like zooming, do you get that too? Like, do you get energies that are coming? I don't know. I feel like, why am I so exhausted? So I didn't do anything to exhaust.
Yeah.
And I'm decorating the house for fall. So I just love it because, you know, it's like new beginnings. Fall to me, it's like springtime, new beginnings. And, so I'm putting out these bright, beautiful fall colors, you know, the pumpkins and stuff. I love that, you know, so I'm just happy. I'm always happy, but I'm just
good.
Happy.
Good. Now, they just wanted it noted that your attitude adjustment is paying off.
Oh, that's lovely. My parents shall be very proud.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you've got the volume control right as well. You know, not too loud, not too.
No.
Just as it is. Just this is me. Deal with it, folks. It's, you know.
Yeah, and you know, and there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's just like there's everything right about it. Only because if I didn't put a stop to, or start saying no to people. And doing things my way. This is karma, you know. I would have to come back because I think my soul wanted to experience, you know, I came very sensitive, so my soul wants to experience a balance. You know, it's all about balance, you know. You know, when you have to say no under certain circumstances, it's what it is. You have to say no. And
It's also about taking responsibility for your own life.
Yes.
Your own existence, your own being. And by taking responsibility.
No, go ahead. I want you to finish.
Well, I was going to say, if we take responsibility for our own life, we begin to understand what life should be about, and we begin to start seeing others in a different way.
Yes.
Where we are sort of responsible for them if we can help and if they're going to accept our help.
Yes.
That doesn't mean to say we carry them. We help. There's a big difference. Yeah.
And sometimes it's okay that person is not in alignment, or that person that comes your way is not in alignment either. On a personal level, professional level. And it's okay not to, one party is not in alignment, you know. You just say, you have your way, I have my way, and we could still be friends, you know.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's just, you know, not at this time, maybe later on. And it's okay not to feel funny about it, you know, because usually people that are sympathetic, you know, empaths as well, they, it's hard for them to, you know, to look at the other person first before they look at themselves. And
yeah,
they feel horrific by saying no, you know, because that's the way they, it's been done for so long that it becomes part of you, and it really shouldn't, because not everything in life is a yes, you know. You have to have certain values.
To me, it's a sign of being absolutely honest with yourself and with other people, because if you say, I'm sorry, but, or it's a shame that, and then tell them what you are doing and why, you know, they understand why. They know you're not messing them about. You're not trying to make an excuse. You're simply saying, this is how it is, because we do have another caller.
Oh, great. See? Okay, put me on hold.
But it, I mean, it's always lovely talking to you, Caroline. It's always nice to see how you're progressing.
Yes, I know. I love it. And I like that I don't have to say anything. It just comes out. And I love that. You know, that confirms that what I'm going through.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's
beautiful.
Difficult to get a confirmation sometimes by ourselves. So I don't mind helping out. Okay?
I know. Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome, Caroline. Thank
you.
Talk to you. Talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, talk to you.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Yeah, bye. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, can I just take your name, please?
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How can I help?
Quick, yes. I'm interested in going to graduate school. I met with the school officials on Tuesday, it was. However, my employment situation, I just have been recently offered a job to work in a home with people with disabilities. And for some strange reason, I have this feeling that I may not like it. Do you see me working there until I get the money up to submit my school application?
It's going to be difficult for you.
That's what I was thinking. So I should start looking for type of work.
I'm not a fortune teller, and there is nothing stopping you carrying on this work for as long as you need to do it for, apart from you. By that, I mean, I don't think you're going to get on with the work. I don't think it's something you're naturally drawn to.
Yes.
And I'm not saying you're an evil, wicked person who can't get on with old people or people with disabilities. I'm saying you are you. No? And it takes a certain temperament and attitude to be able to do it properly.
Okay.
And you want to do it properly. You don't want to just sort of hurt anybody.
True.
Which is a very admirable thought, Suzanne. You know?
Okay. Now, also, I recently had a vision that I had a supermarket application under my feet. Are my guides wanting me to walk that application into the supermarket?
Yes.
That I can do. That I can do. I don't have a problem doing that at all.
You need a job where you don't have to think. You just do the job, and then you go home when the job is finished.
Exactly.
Because you know what you want to do, and it's not, you can't do it until you've got your qualification.
Okay. What I truly, truly want to do right now is actually temp in an executive assistant role.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reached out to the recruiter Friday and told her that I'll get the resume to her over the weekend, and she said, yes, definitely. If I give you the name, do you think you'll be able to say, tell me if she may get me something, or should I just keep getting my resumes out everywhere?
I think she's going to come up with something.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, too.
Because your guides definitely seem to want you to do this graduate school thing.
Okay.
And you've got the right attitude to it. You know, if you'll do it when you can, when everything else is okay. You know, you're not going to sort of rush into it. You're going to take your time and think it through. Make sure you've got the stability behind you to see it through as well. So you're doing all the right things.
Oh, okay. All right, because it was so weird. I just saw, like, my future, like, slipping in and out, in and out. So, okay.
Yeah, but that's all about your choices, Suzanne.
Oh, that's what it's about. Okay.
Yeah.
I was actually getting a little scared. Thank you.
Our lives are not a route map.
They're
a tourist guide. There's a big difference. A route map will get you from A to B, the shortest possible route, quickest possible time. A tourist map shows you all the places of interest along the way, where you can stop off, you know, dawdle, have a look around, do something. You know, it's all, life is about choices. It's not set in stone. And they want you to remember that.
Okay, that's since now. And I was being a little bit hard on myself. I'm like, what am I doing here? Okay, so I am on the right path.
Yeah, you are. But
okay.
You are allowed to enjoy the scenery as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
See,
you are very self-aware, very self-analytical, and very self-critical.
Okay.
You've got something about you want this life to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
because you don't want to come back again.
True.
You don't have to be perfect to escape.
Okay.
You just have to, you've more or less done it already. You've taken a step back and looked at yourself and realized there's more to life than you understand. And you would like to understand as much of it as you can, but you know you're not going to manage all of it. That's more than enough.
Okay. Because
yeah.
I was getting a little rusty there. I'm saying I really do not want to take this job. It hasn't started yet. They haven't called me back yet, but they have sent the invite. And I just kind of said yes just as a security blanket, just in case if something else doesn't work out. But I'm quite sure that something will, because I'm being very persistent now.
Yeah. I think it will, because you're not wanting to do this job for all the right reasons.
Yes.
I know that sounds weird. But it's how it is.
Uh-huh.
You care about people to the point of, you know, you can't care for people.
Yeah.
You know? It's just who you are. It's how you are. It's fine. It's not a personality defect. To me, it's a sign of maturity and understanding that you understand that you would not be able to do it.
Yes.
You know? So stop beating yourself up about it.
Okay, I won't. Can I ask you one more question about my love life?
I'm not actually feeling there is one at the moment.
You said you feel that it is one, or you don't feel?
I said I don't feel there is one at the moment.
Me either, and I don't want one right now.
Well, then what are you moaning about? There's somebody on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
But this is on a very deep interpersonal level. I don't like using the term soulmate. because it's very overused, but this person could be. And your paths do seem to be coming together.
Oh,
but I've got a funny feeling this is at graduate school. That's the way you choose to go.
Yes, yes.
Yes. So right now the focus seems to be on
graduate school.
Yeah, graduate school and getting all the means to achieve that end.
Yes. Because I was actually invited to come in and sit on one of the graduate classes. So I just have to see what day I'm going to choose. I'm going to try to pick a date toward the end of October. That'll give me time to gather the money together.
Yeah.
So.
I'm pretty confident that you can start this next January, February time.
Yes, because I'm applying for the 2017 program. Not for the 2016. I won't be able to get in this year. Yeah.
Yeah. But now that looks more than doable.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
You're another one who's going through a bit of an attitude adjustment as well, Suzanne.
You said I have a bit of an attitude?
No, you're having an attitude adjustment that you are doing yourself. You're doing this yourself.
Okay, yes.
You're taking the pressure off yourself and letting you be yourself.
I've been doing
this. Go on.
Yes. I have been doing that. Normally I try to control the situation. For the last few days, I said, oh, heck, you know what? I just have to go with the flow. I'm human. I am not going to drive myself insane. I did it. Was driving myself crazy because I was thinking about the school deadline. I was thinking about all kinds of stuff because I didn't really have the cash.
Yeah.
But I just kind of said, you know what? Let me just take a look at my resume and take a deep breath. And then when I take my time, I'm like, I can deal with this. I can't rush anymore.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Life is about life. It's about living. It's not about putting yourself under pressure. It's not about achieving goals.
Mm-hmm.
If it's hard work, it's the wrong. You're not doing the right way.
Yes.
We should always be happy or content with everything we have.
Mm-hmm.
And doing otherwise is acting out of balance. And for somebody who's determined to achieve perfect balance in their life, it's a bit of a paradox that you keep pushing yourself out of balance, thinking that's what you should do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I felt out of balance.
Yeah. You've taken the step back and had a look at yourself and you thought, I'm not going to do that anymore. Which is good. It really is, but it's interesting that seems to be the theme for the show. Because it's the second, you're the second caller, and I'm saying more or less the same thing to Caroline.
Oh.
So if there's other people listening, bear it in mind, folks. You know? But to ground juices, and things look good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I feel so much better now. At least I'm doing the right thing.
If it feels like you're doing the wrong thing, chances are you're actually doing the right thing and you're getting in your way by saying it's the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going with the flow means just going with it.
Uh-huh.
If it feels right, do it. If it feels wrong, think about why it feels wrong, because it might not be wrong. It might actually be very right. You know?
Okay.
All right, Suzanne.
Hey, thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for your call, Suzanne. Okay then. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Oops, sorry, pressed the button too fast, Suzanne. I apologise. Oh, you've gone. All right, fair enough. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
This is
Lena. Can I just take your name? Pardon?
Yes, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena.
Hi.
How can I help?
How you doing? I wanted to ask you, I just started a job about 2 weeks ago, and I want to see what you see about the energy around this job. They seem to be want to move me up, but I want to make sure I'm going to be compensated. I want to see if you think this is a good place, maybe just a stepping stone for me, because I don't know if they're really going to give me the money that I really deserve, or they're just playing games.
I think they're going to step up the plate.
You think they're going to give me the money I deserve?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, because I will want...
But that means giving them the work that they want.
Oh, I always give everybody the work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the way I do everything in my life. I give more than... I go over and beyond what the job calls for, and...
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to believe in places, because I'm not compensated. And right now I'm doing like a manager's job, but I'm doing another job. I'm just not getting compensated because they promised to give me a raise on the 19th. And then I'm going for my license. So that's going to take a few months to get active. So I'm just.
Yeah.
And they claim they give bonuses and pay for a car allowance, this and that. But, I mean, they do have their employees stay with them for a while, so that's a good sign. I just don't know. The owners seem kind of strange to me. I just can't place them. I don't know what it is.
I think they're waiting to see how you. They're waiting to get a proper idea of you. How long have you been there? A month, 6 weeks, or something?
No, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Because I think it's going to be about. Yeah.
I mean, I'm new. I know that they don't know me and they don't want to give up too much. But I know what I'm capable of, and I've did a lot in my previous job in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
I
felt
like I said, the owners are kind of weird. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, it's going to take about another 2 to 3 weeks before they decide that they like you. You know, and I don't think the owners are strange. I just think they stand right back to see how you're reacting and how you're coping and what you do. You know.
Oh yeah, I feel like I'm being tested on a daily basis.
You are.
Yeah, I feel like it.
Yeah, but part of the test is that you don't crack. You know, that you just take it in your stride, that you show them your self-confident, self-assured, self-reliant, able to work on your own initiative. Once they see that, and they already have, to be fair, then they will give you your raise and everything else. Yeah. They're very loyal to their staff.
Yeah.
They expect loyalty in return. No?
Oh yeah, and I'm very loyal to my employers, and I've never gotten back what I put out. So it's to me, I get discouraged, and I wind up leaving.
Yeah. But it's looking good, Lena.
Do you think I'll be with them long term? Because I was supposed to start at a new property on Monday. I was at a this is my second property I'm taking on Monday, and I'm going to be trained a little bit better by somebody else. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think you will.
You do. I
actually think this is going to turn into a career rather than a job.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm going for my license today, so that's going to take 2 months to get, and I already have the license, it just went inactive, so I'm trying to get it active again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was really hired for a really low wage, which I should have never agreed to.
They,
but I didn't know they would make. I didn't know that they would push me up so fast. I would have.
Yeah.
I would have demanded more money, but they were. I thought they were a little bit sneaky that way.
No, I think they will reward you. Well, now they've seen the real you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
you went there in sort of dubious circumstances, so they needed to see that you are okay. And now they are seeing you're okay, they will reward you, you know?
Yeah.
They know that they know the story you told them is true. So they can see you as a godsend in a way.
Mhm. Oh yeah, they seem like
yeah.
I mean their employees keep coming up to me and saying, "Oh, we get this, we get that, we do this, blah blah blah." I mean, you know, that's all well and good, but you know what I mean, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, they say, oh, we get $150 car allowance. Nobody ever told me that, so I don't know if they're putting this peer person up to it to tell me. So I know what the field makes as far as wages, so I
yeah.
know once I get my license, I can go anywhere.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't, although they did agree to pay for my license, which I thought was really nice because I didn't ask them to, but I didn't have an extra $500 to do this.
Yeah.
That's why I've been inactive for so long. And if I would have had that license to begin with, they probably would have paid me more money. But, you know, you live and learn. And I'm just, so you think I'll be with them long term? Is this just going to be a temporary stepping stone?
Well, I'm pretty certain this is going to be a career move for you.
Mm-hmm.
And. Okay, they bought the license. They've given you the $500 for the license, so that's another reason why they're not paying you quite what you're worth yet. Once they've got their $500 back, then they'll start paying you a bit more that you are worth. It's all about balance with them. That they seem really fair. So I wouldn't worry about it. I'd just go with the flow.
Yeah, because right now, the past 2 weeks, they put me at this property that really has a lot of problems.
Mm.
And I don't know, for some reason, I get a feeling, I think it's intuition, that it's not really a good property for me to work at. Do you think maybe they will get me off that property and put me somewhere else? I mean, because I'm starting at another one on Monday, so I'm just like, I know I have to give it time.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to do that, but I'm just like, do you think maybe in a few months I can sit down with them and say, you know, I'm really not crazy about this property. It's just too, it's like a black cloud over it.
The thing is, everybody feels the same way about that property, Lena.
I know that.
And
because I'm telling
and
you.
And basically, it's a case of you do your 3 months and then we'll put somebody else in there for 3 months.
Oh, really?
You know?
Okay, because they've had three managers in since June. This is the third person. I'm the third person in that position. I mean, I think the property must have been built under Mercury retrograde or something. Something's not wrong. Something is not right.
Exactly. And it's not the people managing it.
The people managed the way the place was built. It was built in the 70s. It was built very poorly. The underground wiring is bad. The underground plumbing is bad. I mean, there's just so many buildings that's run down. I mean, there's a lot of problems there. I'm really feeling through my intuition that the property was built during a Mercury retrograde.
There's problems that they are aware of.
And they keep trying to like hide it. Oh, we're gonna do this and then that. And, you know, like you know, I'm not. And I'm just like I keep feeling that this is not the right place for me. And I'm hoping that maybe they will put me somewhere else. you know, along with the other place that I'm going. I'm just, so you think 3 months I could sit down with them and talk to them?
Yes. I think they'll sit you down and talk to you.
They will, okay. You mean they're going to get rid, so you think they'll get rid of the property?
No, I don't think they'll get rid of the property. I think they'll come to an arrangement where everybody has to sort of deal with it on a rota basis or something like that, because it's just obvious it needs sorting out. And I suppose
well,
it's a case of what do they want to do, sell it or renovate it?
Well, they only manage it. They don't own it, so they could give it up easily. It's not something they only started managing it in June or May, I think. And I think it was during the Mercury retrograde, too, that they took it over. So it's ironic. And I was hired during the Mercury retrograde. So anybody they put in this place, it's like a nightmare. And I see it
worry.
So early.
Don't worry. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just do what you've got to do. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Lena.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye, bye, bye.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Can I just take your name,
hey,
please?
Hey, hi. Yes, my name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. I have a question. How would I explain? Like, I want to move forward, and I want to move, and I want to get a better job. However, there's this guy that, you know, I feel that can go, we can go far. But because he has not stepped up the way, I would decide. I'm still kind of like, should I, should I stay and wait a little bit and see if we can actually grow and make this something better?
If he's really interested, if he's absolutely sincere, if he wants the same as you, then he'll follow you.
Oh, he will follow me. So then that means I have to take certain steps.
You should take whatever steps you want to do in your life.
Okay.
Unless circumstances mean that you've got responsibilities that you need to honor, like children or parents you're caring for.
Right.
Otherwise, your life is yours.
Correct. But you know how you're trying to, because I think he's a potential husband and, you know, father of kids and whatnot. But the thing is, he has to finish school, which he'll be finishing in May. So it kind of blows my mind a little bit, and his mind would shift, like, you know, from school to that type of, you know, union, marriage, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or should I not even, and just do me?
Are you sure that this guy is really into you?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I don't think so, but
it's got to be a no so for this one, Jackie. If you're going to change your life plan, if you're going to fit in with his plans, you need to know he's into you.
Okay.
Because otherwise you could be throwing your life away on nothing.
Mm.
And I've got a sincere doubt that this guy is as into you on the level that you're into him. You know? I don't think he's planning on settling down as soon as you think. Or want him to.
Oh. Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay,
I'm sorry to be the bearer
of
bad news, you know?
No, that's fine. I mean, at least, you know, I get the truth. Okay. So then,
I'm not saying that he won't follow you. Right? But the guidance around you seems to be to encourage you to do what you want to do. And make your life path. Right now. And then sometime in the future, there's nothing stopping you and him reconnecting. And you might not even lose the connection, you know? But it seems right for you to do what you want to do.
Okay.
I'm sorry to be so, you sound so disappointed, Jackie. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, because it's the truth, at least that I know, and it's totally okay. Totally okay. So then my next question is, so then if moving would be the right decision, moving to another state would be a good decision for me.
Yesterday. You should have done it yesterday. Yeah.
Okay, but the thing is, I'm trying to find them. I am applying out of state from where I am right now, but I'm still waiting on them to, you know, reach out to me for interviews and whatnot. So do you think I'll probably get something out of state?
Yeah, I'm certain you're going. You know, this is all about, encouraging you to take the opportunity to make the break. You know?
Okay.
To move forward.
Okay, and the two states that I'm looking into is Texas and North Carolina. Do you see one better than the other?
No, North Carolina feels right.
Oh, North Carolina feels right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just keep applying in that direction. Okay.
Can you understand the lady in the spirit world who would connect around the name Nancy?
In spirit?
Yeah.
No.
A family friend rather than a relation.
Yes. We have a family friend. Yes, I know somebody that named Nancy. Family friend.
Because she just came in on the North Carolina NC Nancy connection. Okay, she just wants to sort of validate it that it's the right choice. Now, she's really pushing North Carolina onto me, and so I'm pushing it onto you. Because I've got a feeling, as everything sorts itself out, Jackie, you're going to have to make choices. Okay? But the right choice seems to be North Carolina. Or the best choice, the better choice, seems to be North Carolina.
Okay.
But I think your life is going to get interesting very quickly.
Really? Can I get a little insight? Because I'm waiting. Because I do feel like change is coming, and I'm like on the edge of it. Like it's about to shift at any moment, but I just don't know.
How much more insight do you need? You know? I'm a weird psychic. I don't try and run people's lives for them. I try to help them run their own lives. And I'm very well aware of, you're very guided, you're very intuitive. And I know you've had sort of little visions pointed out to you, so I'm not going to go against them at all. Your guides will guide you in the right way. But is this sort of dispute, this dynamic of this guy, and should you stay or should you go, that's getting in the way a little bit?
Yeah. Right. And the thing is, I'm making the steps to, you know, to get me together in the sense of, like, you know, moving and trying to, you know, get a job somewhere. But
think about it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jackie. You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Okay then. Hi.
All right.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Holly.
Hi, hon. I mean, hi. You don't like that.
There's just me on my own.
Oh,
Which is a message for you as well, because that's how you feel right now.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm not saying you're down. I'm saying you just feel alone.
Yeah.
Not in a lonely way. Don't get me wrong. You're not happily alone. You're alone and coping. You're not worrying about feeling alone, and you're alone. You're not isolated. No, you're having a quiet time for a change.
Yeah.
Especially between your ears. You seem to be a lot. I'm being told you're a lot calmer. You're a lot more. Yeah, you're more content. You're happier. You're not worrying. You're not trying to do the, this needs to happen, that needs to happen, I want this. You're just sort of, well, fine, let it be.
Yeah.
Which is good. And difficult. Not many people get there. I'm impressed.
It takes a while.
Yeah. This is why it's called reincarnation, you know? But getting there is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Because you're detached from things. You're not trying to make things happen. You're in tune with the universe because the universe always gets its own way.
That's for sure.
You know? Frogs and fish understand what humans struggle with. You know? Even an ant gets that one because they're not thinking about, I want this, I want that.
Yeah.
But the strange thing is, the universe wants a lot of what you want. And by maintaining this gentle... Yeah, you're allowed to hope. You are allowed to hope and hold on to dreams, you know?
Yeah.
But it seems that the universe wants that hope and that dream too. But it's going to take a while. And the universe is happy, a lot happier that you are prepared to wait, like you said. It takes a lot of nerve to walk out in the dark, starlit sky, no clouds, look at a star and talk to the universe. Not even I'm that crazy. I am really, really in admiration for you, Holly.
I do do that. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I go on the patio.
And you always talk to the right, to the same star, you know.
I've done that.
Yeah. It's the one in Orion's belt, I think.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not that good at it. It's just
all. Yeah, but I think Orion's a different one over in the States anyway. So. But yeah, you have been listened to. You don't want to know the voices coming round, because I'm getting all the depth and the vastness of what you're doing, and it's amazing. You know? So yeah, you are being listened to, and it's great that you've actually started to listen to what they've been trying to say to you for years, which is when you just settle down. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you're wonderful with children. You're in the wrong job.
I know.
Should be working with children.
But, that's why I miss my stepson.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Much.
I know. Let's not bring any memories
back.
I love
children. No,
yeah.
It's okay.
This is a happy message.
Yeah.
You know? But they're saying you're great with children, but you never treat yourself as one.
I just started realizing that. I was thinking, I would do all this for my stepson, but why wouldn't I do it for me? You know what I mean? I just started realizing that. as much as I love him, I have to love myself the same or more.
Exactly. Until we love ourselves, we can't love anybody. We think we can. We think we do, but we don't.
Yeah.
It's impossible. You can show compassion, you can show care, you can show gentleness, tenderness, generosity, support, kindness. You can do all them, but they're not quite love. Even all together, they're not quite love. And unless we love ourselves, we can't show it.
Yeah.
Well, that's my way of looking at it, anyway. And there's many ways of loving you. There's many ways of loving yourself too.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the pink, fluffy, mushy stuff. That's not love either. Love is being able to stand in the mirror and say, "Why the hell did you just do that?"
Yeah.
And try not to do it again, and not beat yourself up when you do, and you know, you'll get there.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it's best to stay single.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have more colors?
No, but for some strange reason, there's a really shining white horse just walked into your reading.
Wow.
And it's like it just wants to be with you.
Aww.
But it's like Pegasus out of the movies. It's huge, white, shining, glowing white. And when it moves, fire comes from its hooves, big shining sparks.
Wow.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just about, it's almost like it's your spirit we're getting ready to fly, or your life getting ready to move.
That's huge.
Yeah. You've done a lot of work on yourself, Holly. It's starting to pay off.
Yeah. You should have seen me in my 20s.
You should have seen me in mine. I'm surprised I even made 30.
I know. I'm surprised I lived through that for real.
Yeah. But no, the work you're doing is paying off. And you're like me. You're doing all this mostly by yourself without any help from anybody, because you basically decided everybody else is talking a load of baloney.
Yeah.
Is the word. So it just needs to be validated. If it validates it anymore, I'm going to start crying.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of emotional energy and love and universality flying around this, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
Apparently you said to the universe last time you went out on your patio, which I think was Thursday, that
I'm not sure.
If all this is true, yeah. If all this, and you saw a shooting star as well.
I don't remember that.
Well, you must have missed it.
It's blinking, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Right, twinkling then. You said if this is all true, and this feels right, then you're going to trust your own intuition and your own messages and not bug me anymore. Well, not bug me for a while.
Not bug you?
Yeah, it's what you said.
I'm bugging you?
That's what you, it's not the word I would use, and it's bugging with a small b, but it's what you said. It's what
trying to... hear my own messages. Like, I can, I know, probably sound crazy, but I can hear them all day long.
Yeah. Well, they're just validating that you can do
it. Yeah. It's my spirit gun, I guess. But I can hear
Yeah, but my contract is if it's allowed, I can give Eddie the message, you know.
Yeah.
So you're not bugging me.
I'm just playing.
That's your problem. You get over that one. I don't need to. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anything else? Oh, Brother James?
No, I mean, this is all about you today.
Okay.
This really is all about you. Are you planning on taking a trip or something next day or two? Just to get out and be out in the open or...
I need to, yeah.
Right. Because there's no moon tonight or tomorrow. Or Monday, basically. So you'll be able to see the stars.
Oh, okay.
And you might.
Hopefully it's clear,
yeah. You might even get the Northern Lights.
Oh, that would be cool. I thought you could only see those in Alaska. You could see
wrap up warm. Yeah, but sometimes, I mean, we get them in the UK.
Oh, wow.
It depends on the conditions, you know? They're just saying wrap up warm and get out there as soon as you can. Okay?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah.
It is getting chillier here.
Well, yeah, it's the end, it's October, you know.
Yeah.
They've already had snow in Canada.
They did?
Yeah, they've all put on, on long sleeve T-shirts now.
Oh, wow.
No, I made that up. I shouldn't really.
I'm believing you.
Yeah, people do. But anyway, Holly.
Okay, then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Welcome. Just carry on doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, then. Okay, then.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Well, unfortunately, folks, I've just had a message from my daughter and I'm needed elsewhere. There's not a major problem, they just need a babysitter rapid. And that's me then. So we will be here tomorrow with the show. Me, Susie, and hopefully Ken from 1 o'clock UK time to 3 o'clock. And I will be back next Friday, Saturday and Sunday again as well. God willing. Okay. So I say it's a shame, but I've got to go. It's unavoidable. I'm really sorry. But I will leave you with this. One.